This meditation on connectedness, we'll be using three distinct images, each one more refined, less gross than the previous one. Let's begin by sitting erect, but not stiff. Allow your breath to deepen. And find an even rhythm to the breath going in and out. If at any time your mind wanders, just bring it back to the breath going in and the breath going out. The first image is sitting in a room filled with ping pong balls. All of the ping pong balls are suspended with fishing string, monofilament, to the ceiling, and they're all loosely swaying up and back with the slightest amount of pressure. The balls are strung in such a way that it's similar to a beaded room divider from ceiling to floor, one ping pong ball below the other, on these loose, evenly flowing strings. But not just a room divider, but the entire room is filled with the string ping pong ball arrangement. And you're sitting in the middle. So with the slightest movement, if you move your arm, that moves the ping pong balls next to your arm, and those bang into the ping pong balls next to those, and so on and so on and so on, so that the slightest movement that you do has an effect on every ping pong ball in the room. Now imagine that you move your arm to the right, and all the ping pong balls move more so on the right side, but there's a vibration of filtering like waves in a lake when a rock has been thrown in, the ripples of water. The same type of ripples going through the movement of all the ping pong balls. So you want to become aware of that connectedness between all the ping pong balls when they're at rest and when they're moving. So that as you move, you're connected to the entire room. And just let your awareness focus on that image. The second image, more refined, is you're sitting in the room, and you have the four walls and ceiling and floor surrounding you. Coming from the wall in front of you is a light beam aimed right at your chest, directly at your heart. From the wall behind you is a light beam coming in from your back, aimed directly at your heart. From the right side, from the left side, from the top coming down, and from the bottom coming up. So at your heart is an intersection of the light coming front and back, top to bottom, and side to side, forming an X at the intersection of those three beams of light. Now imagine the light beam going from front to back as just a single line of light, and it extends infinitely from the front of you and from behind you, going in both directions to infinity. One thin beam, one line. Now holding that thought, imagine that you add to that the vertical beam going up and down. But now imagine it as a sheet of paper or a pane of glass in that plane, the plane being created by the light beam going front to back and the one going up and down, and that creates one thin plane like a piece of paper, and extend that to infinity, front to back and top to bottom. Now going off to the right side, imagine that beam of light that was going from right to left, and extend that plane, that sheet of paper, the plane of glass that was going up and down and front to back, extend that plane off to the right along the line of light going from right to left, and then off to the left, and extend that also to infinity on both sides. So now it encompasses the entire realm of infinity from front to back, top to bottom, right to left. And try and get a sense of that light filling in every iota of space that you could imagine, with you being at the center. Connectedness of all that light, and as you extend yourself out, reaching as far out as that light goes, connected to it in all directions. Similar to the feeling of the ping pong balls moving as you move. The same with the light moving as you move. The third image is actually a bit simpler. And now that you have the feeling sensation of the other two, just imagine all the space in the room where you're sitting, and you're part of that space in the room. The amount of space that your body from head to toe is taking up within the room that you're sitting. You might imagine it easier if you picture yourself in a swimming pool, and you can picture the volume of water in the pool, and you for a moment hold your breath and sit down at the bottom of the pool. The space that your body takes, it displaces some of the water, and the space that your body takes sitting in the water, or the space that your body takes up sitting within the room where you're sitting. And allow your awareness to extend out as part of that space, just as an object in the room, to become somewhat separate from yourself and see yourself as an object, as a chair would be there as an object, as a table, as a lamp, as a book. Each of them taking up space in the room, and your body is taking up space in the room also. And you can look at your body from an objective standpoint, as if you're seeing it from outside. And then allow those three images to just flow from one to the other. The ping pong balls and the connectedness of movement. The light beams and the extension of light infinitely in all directions as you extend out with the light. And the awareness of the space that your body takes up within the room where you're sitting, and objectively being able to look at that as an object.